Welcome, this is Curtain Jerks on the Comedy Podcast Network. I'm Steve Sears. Scott Narver and Brett Gunnell are both on assignment. So, I just want to get this started by saying, hey, thanks for listening, and I'm going to take you on a pretty wild ride today. So get ready for it, guys. It's going to be a special episode. I mean, isn't it always a special episode? Today's going to be a really special episode. Today's episode is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download at www.audibletrial.com/comedypodcastnetwork. Over 100,000 titles to choose from for your Android phone, your iPhone phone, your Kindle phone, or MP3 player phone. Whatever you like. You can get a free trial. Yeah, I think that's right. Unless there's a tagline somewhere. No, all right. Yeah, that works. I'm a little nervous because we've got a two-time guest with us today. From the Sports podcast is the Sports Outsider, Phil Rant.
Thank you for joining us. Thank you for having me. Wrestling.
Yeah, I'm really excited you're here. As a sports outsider, you also could consider yourself a wrestling outsider as well.
I am. I watch more wrestling than I watch other sport, but yeah.
So you're somewhat informed.
I usually watch wrestling with you and Scott.
Okay, good. Fair enough. I should also point out I'm the least informed about wrestling in my group, so I'm almost like the wrestling outsider. So together, it's like the blind leading the blind.
Oh, this is going to be great. All these wrestling fans are going to be like, what? Click.
No. That click noise is them turning it up one notch.
They've got one of those old-timey radios where you have to click each one like a dial.
Yeah, it's one dial.
Click, up. Turn it up!
Yeah, this is like we're like two virgins at junior high prom, and we're just waiting for our talk about wrestling.
Yes.
Because if you're a virgin in junior high, nothing is going to get you laid faster.
Yeah, that means you're a nerd.
Being
a virgin in junior high? Okay. Nerd.
Well, I shouldn't encourage premarital sex so young, I suppose.
Right, or pre-high school sex.
But who knows? Getting laid today, it's apparently so easy.
Yeah, since Britney Spears broke on the scene. Now people are having sex at the age of like 6.
You could talk about wrestling and it gets everybody's genitals hot and bothered.
Oh man, women love wrestling.
That's true.
It's one thing that can be said.
Gentlemen, boys, clean and trim your fingernails.
What?
You know what it means.
Yeah, I do.
Hey, you ready for some news items?
I love news items. Yeah, let's do it.
This is what I want to do today, okay?
Yeah.
As a wrestling outsider, I'm going to give you news items, and I want you to understand them as best you can. And if you have any problems or any questions, you let me know, and I'll interpret it for
you. Okay, cool. That's exactly what I do on my show, the Sports Podcast at ComedyPodcastNetwork.com.
Where could a person listen to that?
ComedyPodcastNetwork.com, like I said.
Incredible.
Yeah, absolutely. Incredible.
All right, first up, AJ Styles, a wrestler for TNA Impact, says that he will never tone down his wrestling style, all right? He recently did an interview with The Sun promoting TNA's wrestling as upcoming tour of the UK, the United Kingdom.
Oh, what was see you wrestling match?
We've got a lot of fans.
Okay, sorry.
I'm a serious fan. Yeah, Phil, I understand you're a guest, but don't make fun of any nationality.
I'm not making fun of the nationality. I thought that was a very spot-on impression, very respectful.
Quite cocky.
I've seen James Bond movies before.
I don't remember him being a chimney sweep.
My best friend is British, so I can make fun of him.
Oh, it's like you're married to Brit. Okay. Yeah. AJ Styles says, in relation to his wrestling style, you know, I feel if you pick your time and place, and I do that, I pick my spots and I use them wisely. I won't tone down until I stop wrestling.
Why should he? Who's telling him to tone it down?
I don't know.
Are people like picketing outside of his matches? Be like, hey, calm it down in that ring.
He's known as the phenomenal one. He would be, if he couldn't be in WWE, he's a little bit shorter.
Yeah.
He wears a hood, a shirt, no sleeves, and he flies around the ring like a squirrel that flies.
A flying squirrel.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Rocky.
Here's a picture of him.
Yeah.
Could you describe this picture to me?
Yes, I can. He is wearing a blue vest. He is shirtless. He looks like his hair's. You know what? This might freak people out. He looks a little bit like me, only stronger.
Phil, come on.
He's
got incredible biceps.
He looks like me, only a little bit of a tougher version of me.
So I'm sure it was weird to hear someone describing a photograph. Google AJ Styles, listeners.
Everybody listening to this knows what AJ Styles looks like.
And then Phil Ranto.
That looks just like Phil Ranto, only a little buffer.
That's true.
Yeah.
I would actually say he's a little bit trimmed down than you. You've got a little bit more mass.
I've got a little meat on me is what you're saying. I'm fat.
Phil, this is going great. I couldn't have hoped for more in terms of hitting you with news items.
Yeah.
Do you feel informed?
I feel like I learned a lot. I just don't. It's one of those things where I feel like he's inventing a problem that doesn't exist.
I'm sorry. Like, I'm sorry. I invented a problem that doesn't exist.
No,
because
you said
over
it was a
your
news
beer.
Item. Yeah, you did.
On all
Steve
that sound
just knocked
equipment.
Over my beer, and that's what I'm cleaning up right now as I'm talking to the microphone.
I just wanted to be honest. You know, listeners, we run a really tight ship here at the Comedy Podcast Network, and
yeah.
especially in the penthouse up here where we record. And there's a lot of really expensive equipment. And when I turned my computer around to show a picture of AJ Styles to Phil Ranta,
yeah.
I'll never forget it. I knocked over his beer.
Yeah, and now all of this very expensive equipment is ruined. And I'm not even sure if this is recording anymore.
Is ruined?
It is ruined.
Well, moving right
no,
along.
No, no, no. Let me finish my statement about this, though. Because I feel like this happens a lot with people who think that there's haters out to get them.
Are
you know,
mean in
do
terms
you know
of
that
knocking a beer over someone's beer?
No, no, I'm talking about AJ again.
Okay.
Okay. So, like, a lot of times when people, like, I work in the YouTube market. That's my day jobs. I work in YouTube.
Get ready for it, people.
And a lot of people do, like, response videos where they're like, I got a message to all the haters out there. I'm never stopping. Like, I'm going to keep doing this forever.
Until I reach the top.
Right. But nobody's telling them to stop. People sometimes are just like, lame.
So you think emergency detractors are calling someone
I just don't think anyone's going to AJ and being like, dude, tone it down in the ring. I want to enjoy a more subdued match than what you're wrestling.
So you think that he's picking up a bunch of bad vibes that aren't being thrown his way?
I think that it's a humble brag, right?
Like, yeah,
who say I'm too intense,
nah, man,
I'm never going to be less intense.
Nah, man, I'm never going to tone it down.
All those women out there who say my penis is way too big, I just got to let you know, deal with it. Is what God gave me.
You heard it here first.
Yeah.
Okay, up next, another experiment. Phil, you're here. You're my guinea pig, so I wanted to make the most of it, all right?
Oh, that's the nicest thing you've ever said to me.
Well, most of the time I say
that. You're like a small rodent.
Yeah, you're like a small rodent I like to do things to.
Yeah.
Kurt Angle, who recently suffered a groin injury Sunday at Final Resolution, the worst named pay-per-view of all time.
Yes.
Is because it's two letters away from a terrible, terrible genocide that happened during World War II.
Oh, what's that?
The Final Solution.
Oh, yeah.
Now, remember that?
Yeah.
You were going to say it didn't happen.
No, I wasn't. I wasn't going to say that. It did happen.
It did happen.
Yeah.
Okay.
But is it called the Final Resolution because it's right before New Year's?
Oh, no. Was that when that happened during World War II?
No, no. I'm saying because on New Year's, people make resolutions.
Oh, God, I'd never thought of it before.
I've never heard that was the title of anything before, but is that like
the final
resolution of my list of the year?
Well, maybe it's the, like, if you made resolutions from New Year's and you get all the way up to Christmas and New Year's, this is the final resolution. And if you didn't achieve this goal of doing it, then you failed.
So there's wrestlers getting in the ring like, I've got to drop 10 pounds. That was my resolution of the
year. Well, in Kurt Angle's case, his final resolution was to hurt his groin.
Oh.
So his, like, you know,
that was on his to-do list
at
for
the end
year?
Of 2012. I really want to hurt my groin. And so we did it at Final Resolution.
Well, that's good.
He hurt his groin.
Accomplishing.
What I was hoping we could do is if we could just set up that computer over there, if you could somehow read these tweets and make sure that it sounds like Kurt Angle has a groin injury.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a big tweeter.
Yeah. He's a big tweeter. We would start here and then the highlights.
Okay.
Section. Just plug that right into the computer. Okay.
All right. I'm plugging it in right now. Here we go. Here's a tweet. Hey, my friends, I got a little injury, but I'll be back very soon. Thanks for your tweets. Much love. TNA, God bless.
Oh, God.
Ugh.
Oh, man. God, I know that was a computer simulation, but geez, I could really, that hurt my balls.
Yeah, it was almost like someone was giving him a purple nurple the entire time, just kept twisting.
Twisting.
Yeah.
Have you ever had a hernia?
I've never had a hernia, but I've gone and visited a friend of ours in the hospital when he had a hernia.
That's right.
Didn't look too pleasant.
It doesn't look too pleasant. It's when a piece of intestine drops down into your scrotal sac.
Yeah.
And a friend of mine in high school said that he could feel food moving through his intestines down into his ball sack and then back up into his
that's
stomach.
So gross.
That's not what happened to Kurt Angle, ladies and gentlemen, listeners. He just suffered a groin injury. What kind? They didn't say.
Yeah, might have been from loving.
Yeah, could it?
Some people sometimes
final resolution,
get a groin.
Yeah,
it's when he had sex with 50 porn stars in one night, and he's like, I'm a groin.
You know what, Phil?
What?
It was up to that point, I was with you, but then I realized you really don't know anything about wrestling, do you?
Yeah, I do, because Kurt Angle was a wrestler in the Olympics.
Okay.
Actually, a funny Kurt Angle story. I went and saw Conan when I was much younger in New York City when he was still doing the Late Late Show, and Kurt Angle was the guest, and everybody I was with was so disappointed, but I was excited because I was watching wrestling at
the time.
Did
he still have hair?
Yeah, he still had hair back then.
Okay, how did he lose his hair?
He got hit by lightning.
No.
That's how people lose their hair.
Right there.
He had
know.
So much stress because he had a button-down office job. He married someone with kids.
No, Phil, you can't change my mind. I don't think you know anything about wrestling, but
okay.
I want to help you out.
Okay, thank
can
you.
I help you out?
Yeah, you can help me.
I got a tape at a garage sale this last weekend, and It says, two guys talk wrestle. That's all it says on it.
Talk wrestle?
Yeah, and I think this is the most accurate portrayal of people having an interesting, intricate discourse on wrestling. And I wanted to play it for you because I wanted you to sort of know how it sounds to talk about wrestling, have an in-depth knowledge of this sport, of this combat sport, of this entertainment.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah?
I feel like I could learn a lot.
Oh, good. I'm glad I could share it with you.
Okay.
I've just put it on the reel-to-reel. I'm just kidding. It was a tape. I got it in the garage.
Okay.
Hey, yeah, dear, what are you doing now? Hey, you gonna go see the wrestling show? Oh, yeah, I'm gonna watch those men take off them shirts and grease them all up.
Yeah, grease up them bodies, gonna go roll around the mat, gonna wrestle.
Yeah, eat them macaroni and cheese and eat a big old cup of applesauce and have to take that boy to town.
Why don't you wash it down with a little can of whoopers?
Watch them down and eat a lollipop with the Jolly Rancher in the put it in your eye.
No, it better be strawberry flavor, because you about get strawberry right up in your face.
Yeah, you know when you get pulled through the fruit batch, you're going to get a bit of a spot when they put those knuckles up against your forearm.
Yeah. I'm going to choke myself till I pass out while that wrestling.
Oh, don't you do it without me. I'll make sure I hold your hand
I'm
the whole
do
time.
It. Autoerotic wrestle watch asphyxiation the whole time there, boy.
And that's where the tape ends.
So wow, I feel like I learned a lot.
You just need to know there's a sort of a vibe. There's a rhythm to enjoying and watching wrestling.
I felt that.
Did you get
I'm going to practice that the rest of the... I'm going to practice that the rest of the podcast.
Excellent.
Hey, boy, you're gonna go wrestle.
No, look, it feels like you're forcing it.
Oh, okay.
It like
I'll try to make it natural.
Hey, it's all right.
Yeah.
Guess what?
What? That's what.
Oh, sorry. Surprise.
Oh.
Guess what?
What?
WWE is thinking about rebuilding their Divas division.
I thought they already had a Divas division.
They do.
The match where everyone goes to the bathroom.
Oh, that's very clever. Yeah, I think you do know a little something about wrestling.
I've gone to events with you guys. I know when I have to get my bacon dog.
I've gone to the bathroom a couple times.
Oh, I've gone to the bathroom more than once with you.
Look, there's been a lot of talk in WWE in the recent months regarding what to do with this fledgling Divas division, all right?
Mm-hmm.
After the mass exodus of female talent over the past several years, the company is aware that the division is in bad shape and is taking steps to right the ship, or the course of the ship. That's
the
a terrible
Divas ship.
I didn't write it. WWE recently conducted various polls among fans asking what they think of the Divas division and how they want to see the Divas portrayed.
Okay.
Serious wrestlers, love interests for WWE superstars, managers, positions of authority, TV hosts, etc. Except they didn't have the questions I came up to ask you, Phil, the man on the street.
What, you want me to fix the Divas division?
Yes.
I work in YouTube, so I'm very well learned
right,
in how to make entertainment work. So,
I didn't need a discourse.
No, do you want me to fix the Divas?
You're going to fix this Divas question one. You're going to fix the Divas division one question at a time.
All right. I've also worked in television development in the past.
I've also been on a photo shoot with you, and I helped grease down the bikini models.
Yeah. I was a bikini model photographer for 3 years. True story.
That was you.
That was me. Didn't say you.
I thought you said me.
No, I hired you on because you were unemployed and you needed money.
Hey, Phil. It's the radio, okay?
Okay.
You don't need to fling dirt. No one can see all the shit on my face, okay?
I'm sorry. But you were unemployed.
It's true. I was terribly unemployed. Phil lowered a gilded hand to raise me up to his level. And I believe at one point I handed someone a giant greasy bottle so someone could grease themselves.
Well, they had to use baby oil because it glistens for a long time.
Can't
count on sweat.
Oh, yeah.
Sweat alone can't do it.
It was a shame because of all the models you made me terrify so they would sweat.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, this is how we're going to fix the Divas division.
Okay, I'm ready.
One question at a time. You ready? Phil Ranta.
Yes.
Which is your favorite diva?
My favorite diva now or my favorite diva historically?
Both.
Okay. My favorite diva historically would be...
Don't say Cleopatra. Don't say Cleopatra. Don't say Cleopatra.
Mickie James.
All right.
Back when she would come out to the Hey Mickey.
Okay.
Back when that was her. Because she was bouncy, right?
She's still pretty bouncy.
Yeah, because she's in TNA now, right?
Yeah, she's country strong.
Yeah, there you go.
Or hardcore country.
Yeah.
Or something country.
She's some country.
Yeah.
I liked her better when she was doing the schoolgirl thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
And historically? Or was that historically?
That was historically.
Well, she's also
because she's no longer a diva. She's in TNA, right?
She's one of the knockout.
She's a knockout.
She's
yeah.
a knockout. So yeah. Now, currently.
Currently,
you don't need to do names. You can also just describe them if you want.
Does AJ still count as a diva since she was general manager?
Sigh. Gorgeous, gorgeous AJ.
Yes.
Yes, she does. Is AJ going to be your favorite?
She's just, I like them girls crazy. Yeah.
All right, very good.
Yeah. I watched her. I was watching the match with Narver when she kissed Kane.
Wow.
And you should have seen Scott's face.
You were looking in a mirror. Sport. I remember that. Yeah. That was you.
Yeah.
That was you. You made that noise.
Yeah, that felt like me. That felt like my groin screaming. Yeah.
Phil Ranta to yes. save the Divas division.
Yeah.
Question number two. Would you like to see more Divas?
To save the Divas division. So I'm not talking about me personally. I'm talking about for the greater good.
Hey, you're a man on the street. Answer any way you want.
Oh, I'm a man on the street. Hey, have you tried this pizza over there at the shop behind me?
What? Was that English?
Yeah, that's a man on the street.
No, just answer the question.
Okay. I think the only way to save the Divas competition as it stands right now in wrestling. Yeah, it's a competition. It's all a competition. Life's a competition.
Yeah.
The only way to save it is to just get rid of it.
Completely.
You have to, right?
Re-scrap it and do something later?
Well, that's the thing is it's not the right audience. What the audience of WWE wants is not women wrestling, but women models, right? They want the equivalent of a UFC ring girl, right?
Yeah, but that's what they've been doing. And then people go to the bathroom because then you have those ring girls actually step into the octagon.
Right. But they don't want them to fight. They just want them to be there to be eye candy, to be storyline hotties and go out there with bikinis. I don't think they want to see them wrestle.
I do.
Why you gotta undercut me, Steve?
Every question
step
number
of the
three.
Way. Every step
question
of the way.
Question number
okay,
three.
Okay, all right. I'm the man of the street. Man of the street.
Would you like to see more divas wrestle? I understand these questions seem very, very poll specific.
Yeah.
And very generic. Don't worry. They're about to take off.
Okay.
After this one.
Okay. Do I want to see the divas wrestle? No.
Okay, good. I feel like we covered that.
Yeah.
Would you like a diva?
Yes.
Yes?
For my own?
Yes.
To keep?
Yes.
Yes.
What if you had two divas? Would you make them fight each other?
No.
No?
I would make them kiss.
Just kiss each other.
Yeah. No, but seriously, if I had two divas and they were both my very own, like, they couldn't go anywhere.
Yeah, women.
They wouldn't go, well, I'm a dating this
women
dork.
Women that you owned, Phil. Okay,
right,
continue.
Yeah. If they were just women that I owned, they'd probably, like, they would probably just, you know, beck and call. I wouldn't make them fight. Then there would be tension. I don't want tension.
I didn't mean for this to sound like a total trap, but you're a total misogynist.
What?
Question number
like
five.
You
would you like to wrestle a diva?
Would I personally like to wrestle a diva?
Yes.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
In competition.
Yeah, I got a bad back.
You know what?
I'd probably hurt myself.
I think, if anything, we've saved the Divas division by putting it out of its misery with this segment. I think we did very well for ourselves.
Yeah, I think we totally ruined the Divas division.
Thank you.
All right, nice firm handshake.
Yeah, nice
that's
firm
good.
Handshake.
That was good. Your wrist was a little soft on that.
That's guy. I was thinking about Divas the whole time.
Okay,
I was
fair
just
enough.
Thinking about Divas the whole time.
Yeah.
Look.
I'm looking.
Yeah.
There you are.
This is a very exciting episode because we have a lot of firsts. You are the first two-time non-celebrity guest.
I know.
But you are, in fact, a host on another very popular podcast show.
I am, yeah. Very popular. Sports podcast. ComedyPodcastNetwork.com.
Where can people listen to it?
ComedyPodcastNetwork.com.
Do you guys have a sweet Audible deal?
Yeah, we do.
Really?
Well, the Audible deal that you guys had was packaged with the entire Comedy Podcast Network.
Hey, why do you always got to undercut me?
What? I wasn't undercutting. I'm the one that closed that deal, man.
All right. Look, I was just trying to build up this other secret tape that I got. This is often at Curtain Jerks, we will secretly tape wrestlers because we think it's exciting and we get our jollies from it.
That's smart.
We're sad men and we have sick fantasies and this is how we enjoy our lives.
That's a safer way to get your jollies than some ways.
Then Subways?
Subways.
E-Fresh?
Yeah, exactly. That Jared stuff is bullshit.
Man, that's how you get diverticulitis. Those are the jollies you don't want.
Yeah, the Arby's commercials taught me that they cut their meat in a warehouse. Ew.
Oh, gross. Anyway, look. There's a lot of talk about Ryback these days and how popular he is. Love him or hate him, he's at the top of the pops right now. He's okay. Really, he's a big, exciting guy. He's a big guy who's exciting.
Yeah.
He's a big and exciting guy.
How big, you think? 6 foot three? 6 foot four?
6 foot four. 6 foot four.
There you go.
6'3", 6'4".
Big guy.
Yeah, but he's also like 4 feet wide.
Oh.
Yeah, he has to turn to go through a door.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Must be tough for him to get through an airport.
I will say that again. You should say it for me.
Okay. It would be tough for him to get through an airport.
Thank you. But we have an audio tape right now of Ryback talking a little bit about health and about eating because he enjoys eating so much. God, this is a really elaborate setup.
Yeah.
But I should point out that I think it's a really great tape. It's a great get.
Yeah,
and
it is.
I believe it is Ryback eating at a restaurant with I'm not sure who the other person is because a lot of the audio was sort of muffled. But maybe
it might be a date?
Yeah, it might be a date, maybe. We'll hear through the. We'll hear it. We'll figure it out.
Okay.
All right.
Feed me more fried chicken. Feed me more biscuits. Feed me more apple crumble.
Sir, do you need another plate for your tray? Are you all right?
Feed me more.
All right, here you go.
Are you a tiny local wrestler? Or are you just a waiter?
I'm just a waiter at this hometown buffet.
You're just a waiter?
I'm just a waiter.
If you were a tiny wrestler, I'd throw you over my shoulder. I would stare directly in the camera. And then I would flip your ass around.
Hey! Woo! Ryback! Ha! Where's my fried chicken? Bring that to the table.
Joker Sting!
Yeah, that's me.
The Joker Sting!
Come back to the table! I don't want to yell at you all the way from over here, alright?
I've got 400 plates! It's gonna take a while for me to carry
them. Bring him to the table, baby! Bring him to the table! I can't stand on this table and show everybody my skinny arms all day! Come here!
Here's my plate of chocolate mousse!
Oh, you're having dessert before you finish your fried chicken? You're supposed to eat in specific waves and then work yourself to dessert. Oh, yeah, baby.
Don't tell me how to eat, Joker Sting.
All right.
Today, I've eaten 40,000 eggs Benedict. I had 16 entire turkeys, and I had 2 tiny wrestlers. Feed me.
All right, Ryback, I got it. Have a seat, man. You don't have to be pushing the gimmick all the time. Yeah, hey, it's cool. Let me tell you something, all right?
All right, everything.
Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something.
Everything.
Are you saying tell you something?
Everything.
Because I'm going to tell you something.
Everything.
Am I going to tell you something?
Everything.
All right. Look, when you're eating here, don't drink the water. Because when you drink the water, you'll see they'll put just as much ham in a glass of water as they do on your plate, if you know what I mean.
Don't drink the water.
Don't drink the water at Hometown Buffet.
I've already had 67 glasses of water.
Why would you do that? You just had at least 8 pieces of ham.
I had 18 chocolate milks. And I had 1 glass of purple stuff before I discovered there was Sunny Delight.
Oh, in the back of the fridge?
In the back of the fridge.
Oh! God,
I'm gonna go up for 16ths.
Whoa, you haven't even finished these plates yet.
I'm gonna eat that plate all in one gulp.
Good, you finished all of my biscuits. Thank you, Ryback. I hope when you go back there for 16ths, you get me another batch of biscuits.
Nobody takes food from Ryback's mouth.
I won't take it from your mouth, but bring me as a gift, as a show of respect and design that there's a greater good in this world. You bring me some biscuits.
You haven't deserved my respect yet.
What?
Until you get in the ring with Ryback, you don't deserve my respect. Alberto Del Rio does not deserve my respect. Cena does not deserve my respect. John Cena does not deserve my respect.
All right, I hear you. Look. Just don't tell anybody we're hanging out, all right? Joker Sting has got a very serious reputation.
You think you got a reputation? You think you got a reputation? Robert is the one with a reputation.
You're a one-man reputation. I got you,
baby. Take it down.
I know. Look, I just want to let you know I'm glad that we can enjoy these holidays together at this fine dining establishment, Hometown Buffet.
They make a wonderful meal here. It's a wonderful meal.
And I believe that was Joker Sting and Ryback on a holiday date at Hometown Buffet.
That's what it sounded like.
I can only decipher as much that I think that's what it was.
For a while, it just sounded like a bulldog.
That is exciting.
Yeah, it is. Well done, well done.
Hey, Phil, thanks a lot for joining me on this very special pre-holiday episode of Curtain Jerk.
Yeah, it's been fun. I'm glad that Scott and Brett were on assignment.
Yes, I often was going to add in each other at the end of that.
Oh, kind of like at the end of the fortune cookie, you add in bed?
Yeah, add in bed. But Brett's in Israel, and Scott is in New York, both on assignment, tracking
wait,
down
wait,
leads.
Wait, what's Brett doing in Israel?
Hey.
There's a lot of bad stuff going on there right now.
He's on assignment. He'll have his article when he gets back.
He's going to be on some sort of watch list because you said that. You know that, right?
Because I said he went to Israel?
Yeah.
No. Hopefully he won't be reading other people's messages in the Wailing Wall.
Phew.
It's called the Wailing Wall, right?
Yeah. Because people wail there on their electric guitars. Bidi-boo-wee!
All right.
Okay.
Phil, thank you very much for joining
us. It's been a pleasure.
This has been another fantastic episode of Curtain Jerks. I'd like to thank the Comedy Podcast Network for hosting us.
Woo!
And the Comedy Podcast Network, Philip Ranta. No relation to Phil Ranta.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a great CEO.
He's a great CEO. One of the best.
Yes.
I'd put him up there with Wayne Knight.
Yeah.
From Seinfeld.
I was going to say, the guy from Jurassic Park.
Yeah, the guy from Jurassic Park. Sam.
You didn't say the magic word.
Please.
You didn't say the magic word. You didn't say the magic word.
You know, recently Scott Narver just revealed to me that the black guy does die first in that movie. It's Sam Jackson.
Yeah. No. In the movie they set it up that he was a very heavy smoker, so that can pad the death a little bit more.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah.
It makes it okay that he dies?
It makes it so that subliminally people are like, well, with how much he smoked, he was going to die anyways.
God, I did not think that at all.
That's what I think.
When that T-Rex ate the lawyer and the toilet, I was like, oh,
yeah,
E. coli.
The toilet. Ew, T-Rex going to get sick.
All that poor. Anyway. Thank you for joining us. We'd like to thank Audible. We would like to thank the Comedy Podcast Network again because they were so gracious in hosting us. Keep those jerk tweets coming. We had a ton this week, but I didn't feel right reading them alone because everybody's on assignment. Phil wouldn't know how to answer them. I would make up something and it would come out poorly. You deserve so much better.
Yeah, hashtag jerk tweets.
Hashtag jerk tweets. Also, keep those hashtag jerk shirts coming. We have a favorite of mine I just saw recently is at Mondo Dondo 1 took a picture of himself in a grocery store or a drugstore, I don't know, with his Karma shirt. And it was awesome because he's also standing in front of a bunch of mops. And I like to think that's what Karma does. She mops up the competition.
Yes, she's very large.
So very good at Mondo Dondo 1.
Yeah, I'm going to follow him.
Yeah, do it.
Yeah.
Do it. Get ready, Mondo, for a follow from Phil Ranta.
You got it.
Yeah, listeners, thank you for listening. And hey, have a great time. We'll be at full strength soon.
Receive this transmission from the Comedy Podcast Network. For more shows, visit comedypodcastnetwork.com.